You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hour number two of the program. Jimmy B and TC back with you here on a Monday. Mr. Brinson, we got Ben Jacobson coming up here in just a little bit. We'll talk to the head man for the UNI Panthers. They get ready for a big spot with the Big Four Classic and their matchup with Iowa State. And also going to talk some NFL with Tad Haslip to finish up the hour here, Jim. So as we get ready for that, Carson Wentz, were you watching as the injury happened yesterday afternoon?
I did see it, yes. I did see the injury, and I did see it take place. Yes, in the end zone, you bet.
Did, I mean, it was such a weird injury. When you see an ACL injury, for the most part, it's either a guy cutting and it's non-contact and he goes down in a heap.
Yeah.
Or you'll see, you know, a guy get hit and the knee twist. That was just so different. And maybe that was the reason last night that people, it seemed like everyone was so hopeful that though it looked like that's what it was going to be, that it wasn't, just because it's not how you normally see an ACL injury.
Well, here's what happened on the play. When he's diving into the end zone, you have one defender hit him on the thigh of that leg, and another defender was coming from the backside, and when he collided with him, it pushed that leg back forward again, and that's when it snaps the ACL. Look, I snapped mine playing basketball. And I know exactly how it takes place, Trent. It's you get it, and it snaps forward, and that's where the thing shreds, like mine did, or just totally snaps in two. And it's a shame because Wentz is playing at such a top level, and it was so much fun to watch that Eagles-Rams game. With Wentz and Jared Goff, the two top picks from over a year ago, dueling against each other. I mean, it was a great NFL football game to watch, and both those quarterbacks were putting on a terrific show.
You know, the Wentz injury, after we see Nick Foles come in there, Foles who has, you know, an excellent season under his belt early in his career, I know there are a lot of people out there that feel, well, maybe they can make do without him. We've been talking about Carson Wentz as an MVP candidate. It's just not because he's putting up great stats. You watch Eagles games and you see how important that guy is and how many deep, deep situations, bad situations he was able to get them out of. Foles is fine. He's a placeholder. I don't think he's going to be a big reason that they will lose games, but Wentz was such a difference maker. That's why he was being considered an MVP. Not just the numbers, but when you watch him, his ability to get outside and make plays and do things with his legs and make throws on the run, those kind of things can't be replicated. I think this is a lot bigger injury than it seems like some people are making it out to be. You know, are you in the same boat, or are you a bigger believer maybe than I am in Nick Foles being able just to step right in?
No, I'm with you. Look, Nick Foles is a competent backup quarterback.
Sure.
And if he gives you, look what everybody's talking about with the Minnesota Vikings and what they've got out of Case Keenum. If he gives you Case Keenum, Philadelphia is going to be A-okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know if that's going to be the case. You referenced a few years back. He had an unbelievable year, but that was under Chip Kelly and that wide-open Oregon-type offense that Chip Kelly ran. And so from that standpoint, things are different now. But Foles is a very good athlete, similar to Wentz, and he's a big, rangy, tall guy, similar to Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that he's going to get the full backing from the players and from the coaching staff, and they will have faith in him. But you're right, Trent, he is not Carson Wentz.
So this thing is opened up now. The Eagles go from, I don't know, prohibitive, but certainly the odds-on favorite. The numbers out in Vegas tell us that much. To now the NFC. And, Jim, who do you like here? Is it the Vikings? Even, you know, with that loss yesterday, I took a lot away from the Vikings. They didn't play well. They had a lot of, you know, 50-50 kind of things that went against them. But for them to battle back in that spot, get that game tied, to have a chance to win on the road in Carolina, who was playing for their, you know, playoff lives, really, at that point. I was impressed for the Vikings, even in defeat. but it's still Case Keenum. And I still, that interception that we saw early, that's kind of lingering in my mind. I don't know who I like out of the NFC. If I had to make a bet right now of who I like, is it the Saints? Well, we just saw them Thursday night losing a boneheaded game against Atlanta.
Yeah,
I don't believe in Atlanta. I don't believe in Carol. You know the team I might believe in most right now? Are the Rams.
Who?
The Rams. And, yeah. and they just lost yeah. to the Eagles and gave up a touchdown to Foles late in that game. I mean, it is so wide open. And the other piece that we'll get to here in a moment is the Packers as they play their way back in. But Jimmy B, is there a team that you're most excited about the NFC? This is a great, great theater. It's not, well, there's only a team or two that could come out of here. It's not just the six teams that'll make the playoffs. You can make compelling cases, I think, right now for seven, maybe eight teams to make a run in the NFC playoffs to the Super Bowl.
I'm with you 100% on that. And with what, three games remaining? Is that about right? Three games set?
Right.
This is going to be, and I think you said it best, great theater down the stretch, because every game now is so meaningful. And will Aaron Rodgers get cleared? They examined him today in Green Bay. They haven't made a determination after all of the pictures that they took of his shoulder. We know that he's throwing. We know that he's in shape, ready to go. He's been running with the scout team and practicing with the Packers. The question is if doctors believe that the shoulder has healed sufficiently enough so if he took a hit, it wouldn't snap again. I like the Rams. That was a hell of a game that we watched yesterday.
Yep.
And the Rams might have won that game, but a great defensive play by Philadelphia slaps the ball out of Jared Goff's hands in the last couple of minutes and a fumble recovery, and they go down and put the winning points on the board to pull away and win. This is an NFC. And I'm not going to kick Dallas out yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not putting them in the same category with Philly, with Carolina, with the Rams. I'm not putting them in that category yet. But Trent, they did go into New York. And look, we all know how bad the Giants are. They did what they were supposed to do. They pounded the Giants on their home field. And we'll see then if indeed with Zeke Elliott still not in the lineup, he's back at the end of the month. How much of a difference that's going to make. And will Dallas then all of a sudden become the trendy team at the end of the regular season, sneak into the playoffs some way, and then get hot? I mean, we've seen stranger things happen.
We have, and I'm kind of in the same boat as you with Dallas. That Giants game, it was Eli coming back. You know, the fans were excited to see that. And Jason Witten makes a big play, and the route was on from there, 30-10. They get the Raiders this week. It's a road game, but the Raiders, I mean, how do you not show up against Kansas City? You finally play yourself back, and, well, Kansas City kind of played themselves back into you. But you got a chance to take the division lead, and you don't show up. That was an embarrassing performance out of the Raiders. Seattle after that for the Cowboys, and then at the Eagles. And the Eagles, they might have things wrapped up by that point. So I'm with you there. The other part, I want to mention the Packers. As the Packers get the victory against the Browns, they were aided by Cleveland being Cleveland. But regardless, they get the victory. Now we will see, is Aaron Rodgers going to be back? It almost feels like there's people, though, well, they'll just win their final three games and get to 10-6. That's still a pretty big leap. I understand Aaron Rodgers is coming back. Still a guy that's getting, what, 15 pins taken out of his shoulder? Let's slow down a little bit here that they're just going to run the table automatically.
I'm with you. You gotta understand the guy had major shoulder surgery here. So this is, they got to.
He's the prize. There's no question, Trent. He's the prize.
He is the prize. Yeah, the Packers are one. And you look through this NFC playoff picture and how it's going to play out. Even if the Packers do that and they get to 10-6, or the Cowboys win out and they get to 10-6, 10-6 still might not be enough to get into the playoffs. You look, you have the Saints and Carolina, both at 9-4. Both teams certainly can get to 11, maybe even 12 victories for one of the two, and the other one at 11-5. Atlanta sits at 8-5. You still have Seattle at 8-5. And depending on tiebreakers, many of the tiebreakers I know don't go the Packers' way. Because of that, you're going to be on the outside looking in. We've seen teams before that get to double digits. We've seen teams before that get to 10, even 11 wins, and don't get into the playoffs. And it very well could be setting up for the same kind of case. This isn't to rain on the Packers parade. Be excited. Be pumped up that your guys get coming back. I completely get all of that. I completely understand it. But when you go through and you take a peek at this Packers squad and what they have and what they are, realize it's not just about you. And we talk about this a lot in baseball season. When you're trying to move your way up, it's not just about winning games, but it's also the teams in front of you. They have to lose. Same thing's happening right here. 10-6, very well could not be enough. You got the Lions still at 7-6, and you go on and on and on. There are a lot of teams fighting, and there aren't a whole lot of spots available. The Eagles right now, they're the number one seed, 11-2. Vikings at number two at the 10-3 record. You have the Rams, the Saints, the Panthers all at 9-4. The Seahawks at 8-5. Atlanta at 8-5. Lions, Packers, Cowboys all at 7-6. This is setting up to be one of the most fun runs we've seen in a long, long time in the NFC playoff picture in my mind. Well, we'll come back on the other side. Coming up, we'll be talking to the head man for the UNI Panthers. He is Ben Jacobson. He'll be coming up next year. We'll talk with Coach Jake about the squad, how things have gone this season, getting ready for Saturday in the Big Four Classic. The Missouri Valley as well, off to a very good start. Even with the loss to Wichita, this MVC is playing at a high, high level. We'll talk about all that coming up here with the head man for the UNI Panthers, Ben Jacobson. And you can catch every game home and away right here on 1700 KBGG.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business.
Hear that? That's the sound of speechless. Like when you give her an unforgettable gift from Jared the Galleria of Jewelry. Whether it's one of the hundreds of new pieces in our collection, one of the exclusive pieces you can only find at Jared, or a custom piece we create just for you, Jared is the place to find the gift.
I love it.
That takes her breath away. And that's why he went to Jared.
Central Iowa Vapors is a family-owned business founded by a mother and a father with two kids, all born and raised right here in Iowa. The owners of Central Iowa Vapors said e-cigs worked for them, and it was time to share it with everyone. Central Iowa Vapors has helped 79,142 smokers make the switch today. Can you be the 100,000 customer we help? Visit us online at iowaesigs.com for location details. And always remember, it's not smoke, it's vapor.
Cumulus Media Des Moines encourages you to shop local, buy local this holiday season. Our local businesses are the lifeblood of our communities and a major driving force for the local economy, contributing to the tax base, which in turn supports our schools and helps to keep our infrastructure updated. Money spent locally supports all of us here and is very important to maintaining our way of life. 1700 KBGG encourages you to shop local this holiday season. Shop Local is brought to you by these fine local businesses: Carl Chevrolet Collision, The Learning Post, and Carl. Sound.
That's the sound of your in-laws' cat perched over your bed at 3 a.m. You wanted to save money this holiday, so you settled for their house. Now you're staring into the eyes of pure evil. If you booked a hotel on Priceline, you could have saved up to 60%. That's up to $120 a night. Plus, you'd be in your own comfortable, cat-free room. Save up to 60% on hotels when you book on Priceline and get the deals you won't find anywhere else.
Express deals are different. Exact hotel shown only after booking.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back, Jimmy B and TC. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. We got Monday Night Football on the airwaves as well this evening with the Patriots and the Dolphins. But right now, it's time to talk basketball. UNI basketball, the head coach for the UNI Panthers is Ben Jacobson. Our conversations with the coach brought to you by Washer Systems of Iowa. Continuing to provide the highest quality pressure washer equipment and parts for customers across the Iowa and a proud sponsor of UNI basketball, it is Washer Systems of Iowa. Coach Jake, what's going on?
Hey, guys, appreciate you having me on.
Well, excited as always to talk to you, Coach, and off to another outstanding start this season. We know a little bit of time off for the kids as they go through finals week this week. But, you know, as you have a little bit more time to kind of assess where this team was from the battle for Atlantis, the non-conference that you've played up to this point, you know, how do you feel about this team right now?
Well, you know, we played really good down in the Bahamas. You know, going into that game, we had played at North Carolina and got put out there, came home and won three games at home before we went to the Bahamas. And I think the three home games really helped us in terms of being able to, for our younger guys, guys in the backcourt in particular, that are freshmen and sophomores right now, for those guys to be able to get some things going at the offensive end of the floor. But the thing that we felt best about coming out of the Bahamas was the way we defended it and the way that we rebounded it. The guys, we came out of there with some confidence and have been at home now and played a good UNLV team, played a good Texas Arlington team and had to really defend and rebound in those two games. So we got some work to do at both ends, more work to do at the offensive end, but the guys have come a little ways already.
Hey, Coach Jake, it seems, and you just kind of talked a little bit about those two big wins that you had. It seemed that one night it was Cook doing the damage with scoring and rebounding. The next night it was Carlson. How have those big guys developed so that you do now have a solid front line?
Well, yeah, those two guys being fifth year seniors, you know, they're at a point where it's, you know, it's certainly their time. And you know, the nice thing with both Benny and with Clint is, you know, they've been in a prominent role for a couple of years now. They've both been starters for us. They've both played well against high level competition in our league, high level competition nationally when we've been in the NCAA tournament and other games as well. So they, you know, they've been down that road before in terms of performing well. You know, the difference with both of them right now, their leadership and communication is at a much higher level. What they're doing every day in terms of their effort is at a really high level right now. You know, they're doing what you know, what you hope your fifth year seniors are doing when they get to that point in their career. But I've been most impressed with their effort and their hustle, with their leadership, their communication. You know, that's allowed them to be consistent when we play our games.
Well, you mentioned the consistent play out of Cook and Carlson, and that's been a big component. But talk about taking it to another level. Take us back to the game against UNLV, a very talented team making their way into the McLeod Center. And Coach Jake, we've talked in the past. You know, I grew up, you know, in North Iowa, saw a lot of UNI games. If you would have told a youngster of the 80s and early 90s that UNLV would be making their way to Cedar Falls, I wouldn't have believed that for a second. But Brandon McCoy, some people think a first-round pick. The way Bennett played against him, does that maybe even elevate? You talk about that experience and what he's been able to do, but just knowing you're going up a guy that a lot of people think is going to be a first-rounder, and to dominate him in that fashion, what did that do to Bennett?
Well, you know, he was really looking forward to that matchup.
Yeah.
Obviously, he had an opportunity to see and read about, you know, some of the things that McCoy had done and what they were saying about him. And McCoy's good. You know, he's going to be drafted in the first round. But Bennett really played well. When we needed him, you know, early in the second half, he got a bunch of baskets for us. We got out to a lead. And then he missed, you know, four or five in a row in the middle of the second half, but came back late for us. And I thought that was important for Ben and a really good step for him after missing a couple of shots in the paint to continue to want the basketball and really want to, you know, bring us home and put the team in a position to beat a good UNLV team. Really a good step for Bennett.
Okay, Coach, go to your guard play then and give us the rundown on what we want to look for guard play matched up against the guards that Iowa State will have.
Well, I watched a lot of film today on Iowa State, and I can tell you what an impressive group they've got again. And you know, the three guards, the three starting guards, you know, obviously leading the way for them, but you know, I think the guys up front that are starting for them, the guys that are coming off the bench, you know, the way they're playing here in the last three or four games in comparison to the first couple, I just think that with the seniors that Iowa State had last year, and rightfully so, you know, taking that group a couple of games to get a couple of things figured out, and they've gotten healthier since the first two games, and so just watching them play, boy, they've got a terrific group. And in terms of that matchup in the backcourt, we're going to have our hands full. You know, we're starting Juwan McLeod, Isaiah Brown, Taiwan Pickford. Those three guys as starters for us, and then off the bench with Spencer Haldeman and Wyatt Lohaus is getting healthy right now, getting back into the rotation. And Hunter Rhodes played some for us as well here as he's gotten healthier. So. We got some guys that we like. You know, our starting group is young. It's a freshman and two sophomores, and there's a tremendous challenge with those three starting guards at Iowa State. Because, you know, all three of those guys handle the basketball. They all three pass the basketball, and they can all three score the ball. I just think they're a great fit together. They're really a dynamic group of guards. But like I said, I watching them all day today, man. I think they've got a really good thing going right now.
So tell us a little bit more. We're talking with Ben Jacobson, the head coach for UNI, presented by Washer Systems of Iowa. Taiwan Pickford, a late commitment for you guys. You signed him a little bit later in the recruiting process. I told Jim, we talked to a couple people up in Minneapolis, and they were telling us just that you guys were getting a star here. But how does a 6'4 guard come in and averaging 10.1 rebounds a game?
Yeah, that's been impressive. You know, when we watched him last year, he was around the basketball a lot, and he's been able to bring that, you know, as a freshman, he's been able to bring that to our team already. And the area that has been most impressive with Ty is he's going on every possession. You know, he doesn't take plays off, and so that's allowed him to get to that number. You know, where early on he was averaging 11 or so, and I think it's right around 10 now, rebounds per game. And I just think it speaks to his effort and his willingness to go and make that effort every time that ball is, every time a shot is taken. And it's had a, you know, his number has obviously impacted our rebounding, but he's also had a real impact on his teammates. You know, Bennett Cook, his rebounding has doubled from a year ago. Clint has almost doubled from a year ago. And I think part of that is them being fifth-year seniors, but part of it is having a guy like Ty who's come in and playing with great effort in terms of rebounding. And so he's had, you know, not only is he getting his own and getting a big number at 10 or so a game, he's had a real impact on his teammates.
Take me then to a little bit on this team and the scheduling that, once again, you have done. Is it always in your, I guess, future plans to always schedule difficult non-conference, Coach?
Yeah, we're going to play the best non-conference schedule that we can, and you know, fortunately, we've been working at that for 6-7 years in a row now. Well, we're going to work to get, you know, any high-level games that we can get, and this year happened to fall, you know, with our tournament being the Battle for Atlantis. You know, that field was tremendous. The return game to North Carolina out of that series, Xavier is a home and home from a year ago. You know, Texas Arlington, we're starting a home and home. You know, obviously, the Hy-Vee Classic game this year with Iowa State. You know, whether it's Iowa or Iowa State, the quality of that game is always at a really high level. UNLV is our Mountain West Challenge game. So, fellas, this year, you know, things really fell into place for us. And not only do we get maybe even an extra one or two really high level games than what we're getting in a normal year, but we got some of those games at home with Texas Arlington, with UNLV. Xavier comes here right before Christmas. So we got a good number of home games, but we got some of the, you know, some great teams to come in the McLeod Center this year because of the way things fell. And then you tack on Iowa State, and you tack on the Bahamas and a game at North Carolina, and it's been a great schedule.
Well, it was an off-season conversation, Coach. We'll let you go with this, Coach Ben Jacobson. The MVC, well, never going to see multiple teams in again with the loss of Wichita. You guys are building a resume to perhaps do that. And the MVC, I guess this conference isn't dead, huh? We see Loyola go down to Gainesville and beat Florida. Your guys' victories. MVC's off to a very good start, and maybe, just maybe, multiple teams back in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is we've got good coaches in the league. We've got really good players in this league. And it's still a strong basketball conference. And I, you know, Wichita State leaving the league didn't mean that was going to be the end of the valley. And you know, being able to replace them with Valparaiso, who's done well nationally. Mm-hmm. You know, they bring in a really good basketball program, so we were able to add a quality team. You know, Loyola Chicago is 10-1 right now with the win that you mentioned, and there's other teams that have got 7, 8, or 9 wins already in non-conference play. So. And we're off to a good start, and you know, obviously we hope that the next 2.5 or so weeks, you know, go well for our entire league, so that we can enter conference play in the best position possible. But you know, there's too many good players in this league. As I said, coaches have been in their jobs for a couple years or longer. You know, with the exception of Nico right there in town, just getting started, but he's going to do a terrific job at Drake. So, I still think a lot of our league. I know we're off to a good start here.
Well, it's going to be fun Saturday. You make your way down here to Des Moines. We'll be watching. And, of course, we'll have a game here as we do every game, home and away, with you and I on 1700. Coach Jake, appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That's Ben Jacobson, the head man, joining us, as he will each and every Monday going forward, Jimmy B. Really looking forward to that. And this you and I team, boy, the buzz continues to build, getting off to a good start. Boy, it's crazy. You win some games, people start jumping on that bandwagon, and I'm seeing a lot of my 10,000 brethren here around Des Moines Metro, 10,000 UNI alumni, they're doing the same kind of thing, jumping on that bandwagon again.
They should, Trent. I mean, this is a talented club.
Yes.
Look, maybe people have to understand the style that they play. It's not the run-and-gun style. But once you acclimate yourself to what Coach Ben Jacobson does and how well his players execute and it brings them victories, that's all that counts in the long run. I'm really looking forward to the Big Four Classic. I really am.
Going to be a good one. Game one will be Iowa Drake at 1 o'clock, 3:30. You and I against Iowa State. We'll have the call for you here on 1700. Jimmy B, you want to talk some more NFL?
Let's do it, pal. We got Tad Haslop coming up from the Sporting News. He's going to be our guest. Some wild, wild games took place yesterday. We'll get into all of that with Tad. It's all coming your way right here on the Big Talker 1700.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call Cintas. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
It's the 12 Deals of Christmas. Log on to 1700kbgg.com. Click on the 12 Deals of Christmas banner and purchase the deals you want with half-off gift certificates at
Graziano Brothers Italian Foods, a Southside tradition since 1912. Graziano's is famous for their Italian sausage. They also carry all the right Italian ingredients. Delicious cured meats, cheeses, pastas, breads, tomato products, spices, the list goes on and on. Graziano's party platters and sandwiches to go are the talk of the town.
Pita Pit. Head to Pita Pit and try their new artisan pitas. Chicken pesto, bacon cheeseburger, hot shot chicken, Thai satay chicken, Tuscan chicken, and steak fajita. Pita Pit is fresh, made to order pitas.
Chicago Dog, they do it right. Sandwiches are made fresh when ordered. Try the original Chicago Beef Dog. All beef, mustard, relish, onion, tomatoes, sport peppers, pickle spear, and celery salt on a poppy seed bun. 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, and another location coming soon.
It's the 12 Deals of Christmas at 1700kbgg.com.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is the perfect holiday gift, according to Marshall and Viv.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
And when you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I said that.
Happy holidays?
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
It's going on my holiday list for sure.
And AT&T's reliable network.
The AT&T network.
There's no hidden fees.
No credit checks.
No compromises.
No strings attached.
AT&T Prepaid has plans for people who like great deals.
Plans for people who love gift giving.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
All the abilities.
AT&T Prepaid is for people in places where it snows a lot, like Syracuse.
And plans for people in places where it snows not a lot, like Miami.
I love snow.
That makes one of us.
The list is long.
Really long.
This holiday season, switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free. And all the advantages of AT&T's reliable network with no compromises. In stores or at att.com/prepaid.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45, $65 plan and auto pay. Reliable network claim per third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here from 1700. You've been hearing me for a couple of months talk about New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a couple of programs helping me lose weight, and it has worked outstanding for me. The two treatment programs that I'm on right now, the GAC and the MIC, helping me with my energy levels, weight loss, increasing muscle tone. It's worked wonderfully for me. New Leaf Wellness has a lot of different programs they can help with guys out there. Low testosterone, maybe you're battling migraines, looking to lose weight, or maybe you just hit a plateau in your workout system. New Leaf Wellness can help you like they've helped me. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New year right around the corner. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Sports talk that rocks. This is Jimmy B and DC on Des Moines' big station for sports, 1700 KBGG.
Jimmy B and TC will take you up until 6 o'clock here tonight. In our final segment of the day, it's our man from the Sporting News. He is Tad Haslip as he joins us this afternoon talking NFL. Tad, what's happening?
Hey, just hanging out, guys. How are y'all doing?
Can't complain. Things here. It is December, cold weather, and boy, did we get a cold weather game. Jimmy B's old stompy grounds up in Buffalo.
That was fun.
Couldn't turn your eyes away. It's Colts, Bills, nobody cares. It's a garbage game, but because of the snow, it was actually entertaining.
Yeah, I found myself, you know, watching this game and thinking over and over again, this is like one of the few NFL games where I actually would enjoy playing it. Like any other NFL game, you know, you're just going to get trampled and it would be no fun at all. This one actually looked like it would have been a lot of fun. I think it was LeSean McCoy who made the comment after the game that part of the reason it was so fun is because of all the snow, you get hit and you fall to the ground and it doesn't really hurt. So I'm sitting here thinking, man, I could have done that too. It just kind of takes you back to the backyard football days. And I think you nailed it when you said otherwise this would have been an awful, awful game. And you got to hand it to the Bills fans. I know they're crazy. I know there's a lot of stories and videos from tailgates, and there's some questionable stuff that happens up there in Buffalo, as I'm sure you guys are aware. But, I mean, like, this is a game against the 3-9 Colts, and it's week 14, and you know that the weather is going to be bad. Like, I wouldn't have gone to that game, and I've always wanted to go to a snow game, but against the 3-9 Colts, I don't think if that's the game for me. So kudos to all the fans who were there and stayed for the whole game.
Ted, I worked there for nearly 10 years and covered the Bills extensively, and I can tell you this, that it's a different kind of fan base. I was at one game where they were playing Miami, and it started out at about 50 degrees, and by halftime it was down to about 22, and the lake effect snow was coming over the top of the stadium, and it dumped about a foot within an hour, and the place was just going. They were singing in the stands, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It's a different kind of fan base. Trust me, pal.
That's awesome. And you know what? I believe everything I hear, every Bill story I hear, whether it's from a tailgate or something like that, I love it. And it's just good stuff. It's, you know, that's the kind of atmosphere that you see in college pretty often, but you don't necessarily get in the NFL for a variety of reasons. So it's refreshing. You know, with stadiums like that, and Green Bay, I think, has the same type of atmosphere, Lambeau Field, it's refreshing for the pro game, for sure.
Well, Tad, in the actual games that matter around here, let's start first up north up in Minnesota, as they were out in Carolina, and the 8-game winning streak is over. There were so many things that went against them early on, interception, a terrible interception by Keenum, but they battled back, even, you know, with all those negatives. They didn't get the victory, but I still walked away saying, this is still a Vikings team. Not overly concerning finally losing a game, though, of course, they do lose the number one seed that they had as the Eagles get the victory. But Minnesota, your takeaway from the Vikings taking their first loss in a couple months?
I think you kind of hit it there when you said, you know, the early mistakes really cost them. I thought, you know, not getting that touchdown right before halftime that, you know, that was called incomplete upon review, that hurt really bad. And you know, the injuries along the offensive line, when you're playing a defensive front like one Carolina has, you know, that's kind of putting you behind the eight ball from the beginning. So all things considered, the fact that Minnesota could have and arguably should have won that game, I thought was really impressive. And a writer who was there, Vinny Iyer, wrote a piece after the game about how, yes, Case Keenum, as we know, he has his flaws, but this game kind of showed that he's still a very important player for them, right? You know, if he doesn't make some key throws down the stretch, they don't have a chance in this game. You're not going to keep that winning streak going. I don't think that's fair to expect. So, if this is the game that Minnesota loses, it's an okay loss, right? That's a good playoff team that you lost to. Learn some lessons in case you're going to see this team again in the playoffs, which is possible. And then they'd probably get them at home, and then they'd have the advantage there. So not really too many negatives to take away for Minnesota after that game.
All right, then take me to the Kansas City Chiefs, hosting the Raiders. Are the Chiefs back with the display that we saw yesterday?
It's funny. I mean, we were just talking about the Panthers, and that's a team that, especially being here in Charlotte, I hear about it all the time, how inconsistent they are, about how you don't know which team you're going to get from week to week. I feel like the Chiefs are kind of like the AFC version of that in a way. I mean, it's just you never know what exactly you're going to get from them. And it's, kind of one of those deals where if they can't run the ball and then everything else in the offense comes from that, it's not necessarily going to go as well. And I think, obviously, you have a big game coming up against the Chargers, and it's a good sign that the Chiefs are kind of getting that running game going again because, it's not rocket science. That's going to be the formula to beat the Chargers. You don't want to put Alex Smith in too many passing situations against that defense. That's kind of a formula for disaster. So I don't know if I'm ready to say they're back to answer your question, but you certainly saw the signs that you want to see at this point in the season. And as long as this team is healthy, and if they can play that way, they can be pretty dangerous.
Well, just a titanic matchup coming up on Saturday night with the Chargers coming in for that one. Saturday football is back, and back with a good one. Better than that, the dredge that they're going to serve up on Thursday night with the Colts and the Broncos.
Yeah, it's funny. We kind of, sporting news, we kind of monitor all these games, obviously, and we have writers assigned to watch games, even if they're not attending games, and this is kind of one of those games where it's kind of glossing over. And, of course, knowing the NFL, something crazy is going to happen. It's going to be an entertaining game. But, yeah, it's definitely a stinker. That's kind of where we are this season, teams that could have been really good, like the Broncos, and not good at all, and then, vice versa for a couple teams. So it's been an unpredictable year, so, when you look at this game on paper and you say, that's an awful game, I don't really care to watch that, but there have been games like that earlier this season that have actually turned out to be pretty entertaining.
Well, with all this talk, Tad, we almost buried the lead, and that's, of course, the news that officially came down earlier today. Carson Wentz torn ACL, obviously out for the rest of the season. Foles came in, a guy that had a ridiculously good season, three, 4 years back, but this is certainly changes the perception of the Eagles. How big of a deal is this in your mind?
It's a big deal. The first thing that popped into my mind when this happened, and obviously I didn't know the extent of the injury, but it seemed pretty obvious it was going to be bad. I thought about the Raiders and Derek Carr last season when they lost him late in the year. And, it's kind of a similar situation. It was a really kind of an unexpectedly great team with an MVP candidate quarterback. And then there's a bad injury. And, and then now there's all of these kinds of questions. The good news for the Eagles is I do think it's a better team than what Oakland had last year. And I believe Nick Foles is a better quarterback than anything that the Raiders could have tried out last year, certainly better than Connor Cook was. And the schedule for Philadelphia, is pretty favorable. Among the teams in the NFC playoff picture, I believe they have the easiest strength of schedule moving forward based on record of their next three opponents. And the other thing is, the Raiders last year were a wild card team, right? And the Eagles already clinched the division. They're sitting there. Obviously, it seems obvious to say, but getting that first round bye would be huge. That's just one less playoff game you have to worry about. Not only that, but because of the matchups. I don't think, Philadelphia wants anything to do with some of those NFC South possible wild card teams, or even a team like Seattle, or a team like Los Angeles for that matter. Just getting that top seed, I think is key. And then once you get there, the good news is they have good lines of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. They have a good defense, and they can run the ball. They have three adequate running backs. So, as long as Nick Foles is passable, they can still win some games in the postseason. What you don't get with Nick Foles and what you did get with Carson Wentz are kind of those broken plays where he just kind of makes something happen out of the backfield, makes the guy miss in the backfield, launches one downfield. You're not going to get that. So whether Philadelphia can survive without that, I'm not sure. But I think this injury doesn't hurt them as bad as that Raiders injury last year with Carr.
Absolutely. Okay, from one quarterback now being gone to another one on the verge of maybe returning. Will indeed Aaron Rodgers be back under center, or at least out of the shotgun, for the Packers this coming Sunday?
All indications from everything I've seen are the answer is yes. Obviously, he still has to be cleared and all that, and the Packers have to push him to the lineup. But, this is a game the Packers obviously have to win. It's a game that I don't think it's reasonable to expect them to win without Aaron Rodgers, even though the Packers wouldn't tell you that. So, yes, I do fully expect Aaron Rodgers to play. And, look, I just talked about the Eagles having a relatively easy strength of schedule moving forward. The Packers have one of the hardest. You know, they have this game against Carolina, and then they got to play Minnesota, right? And then, of course, you're going to have the season finale against Detroit. But it's tough. It's tough. Even if you have Aaron Rodgers, it's not a given that they win those last three games because that strength of schedule is so tough. But, this is kind of the thing the Packers have been holding out hopes for the entire year. It's weird. Like, you kind of see this whole thing developing, right? You see the Packers getting hot and healthy at the right time. You see the Eagles dropping off with their injuries. You see the Seahawks kind of faltering a little bit. If the Packers actually do sneak in, would be one of the most remarkable stories I can remember as far as an entire season goes, including an injury. I don't know if there's a team that they can't beat in the NFC. I really don't. Assuming they're at full strength and full health, and Aaron Rodgers is the Aaron Rodgers that we've grown to know over the last decade or so.
Talking right now, Tad Haslip, our man from the Sporting News, as we go around the NFL. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock here, and we have Monday Night Football coming your way with Westwood coverage later on this evening. Want to jump over to the Chicago Bears. Tad, my favorite team, hasn't been an entertaining season to say the very least, but for 60 minutes of football, it was entertaining yesterday, though many people, myself included, were rooting against the Bears the rest of the season because of draft picks. Still, we get to see more of Mitchell Trubisky. The offense opened up a little bit more. They put more on his plate. There's been very many rough moments for Mitchell Trubisky, but at the very least, can you see a guy that can turn into a good quarterback? Are you still a believer, or are you out on Trubisky going forward?
I don't think there's any reason to be out at this point. I mean, being a believer at this point is just saying, yeah, sure, he could turn into a I think a good comparison here, a potential comparison, is what happened with Jared Goff. And I don't want to project a coach firing. I don't like to do that. But all of the signs point to, John Fox's tenure potentially being over there. If that happens, I would look for the Bears to hire an offensive-minded coach in the mold of what the Rams just did with Sean McVay and Jared Goff. And you're seeing the results in Los Angeles. And the Bears are probably looking at that and saying, man, we're going to have our second-year quarterback. We have some nice pieces around him. There's some good pieces on defenses. I don't think it's that bad of a roster, to be honest with you. It could be a lot better, obviously, and then that's where those draft picks come in that you're referencing. But I think that's the direction that the Bears are most likely to go in, and I do think that Mitchell Trubisky is capable. It's just going to depend on that development under the new coaching staff, assuming there is one, and just all the pieces around him. But I know you mentioned the draft and worrying about that draft pick. The good news is you have your quarterback, right? At this point, you're just trying to pad, the positions around him, strengthen that defense up a little bit more, maybe get better on the line of scrimmage. So, you can play around with that draft pick a little more. You're not necessarily going to be forced into drafting quarterback highs, kind of like what they did last year. So you have that out of the way. That's a good sign. And San Francisco's kind of a similar position. They don't necessarily have to need to worry about where that spot is because they have a quarterback in place, assuming they re-sign him for the long term, which they will. And they're good after that. And the Bears are in the same boat.
Take me then to the game tonight. Where are you on tonight's game? Does New England just dominate? Where are you here?
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible to see any scenario in which the Patriots don't dominate this game, other than the fact that I just said the league has been totally unpredictable this year, right? It's in Miami, they're wearing their throwbacks, everyone's going to be fired up. It could be one of those funky nights, but, it's December, it's the Patriots, it's Bill Belichick. I don't see any reason why they can't just go out there, take care of business, get ready for Pittsburgh the next weekend, and quick work tonight against the Dolphins.
Yeah, looks to be another ugly one. All right, so we mentioned the playoff picture. We get Patriots-Steelers next week. That'll obviously tell us a lot about the AFC. With the injury to Carson Wentz, your favorite in the NFC is who right now?
Oh, boy. This is – I don't know. I don't know, Trent. I'm gonna say the Saints just because I think – this is probably the most complete team when they're totally healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They've shown the most consistency throughout the season, more so than any of the other teams. And for that reason only, I think I got to go with New Orleans. They have everything you want. They have the running game. The defense, obviously, has been a huge story all season. And you have the experience, obviously, a quarterback in the head, with the head coach. And, you know, if they can get home field advantage in the NFC playoffs, or if pretty much any home game in the playoffs in that building in the Superdome, they're a really, really tough team to beat. So give me the Saints for now. But just like what happened this past week, anything can change from week to week. So ask me that again next week. Maybe I'll have a different answer, but I'm going to go with the Saints for now.
Subject to change. Got that. Hey, Tad, always good catching up with you. Appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Anytime. Appreciate it.
Tad Hasselhoff with the Sporting News here with us, Jimmy B, as we put a cap on things.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready for Monday Night Football. That'll take the airwaves here a little bit after we finish up with the Westwood One coverage. Do you expect to see, Miami has played well at times at home against New England throughout the years.
Yeah.
Numbers 11.5. Mr. Monday Night, what do you got? We know you'll be at the bar tonight at the very least.
Well, you know, I have to have dinner and I have to be entertained.
Right,
so
right.
That's probably what I'll be doing. So from that standpoint, I think it's one of those games, and I think Tad hit the nail on the head when he said it should be a New England blowout.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen stranger things happen between these two teams. And look, Can Miami be competitive? Yeah, they can be competitive in this game. But Trent, I don't see them winning this game. You are Mr. Degenerate,
right?
Do you happen to have the line on this particular game tonight?
11.5 is the number I would jump on the Dolphins. This is how I anticipate this is going to go. Of course,
yes,
no Gronk out there. They got a lot of different things that they can do. You know, with Deion Lewis, you know him out of the backfield. We've seen that a lot this season. Rex Burkhead, of course, all the receivers that they have, Cooks on the outside, Amendola Hogan, James White out of the back. I mean, on and on. There's still a ton of weapons here. But with the game looming next week with the Steelers and this being a short week for them, I could see this being a much more conservative game plan. Hey, let's just get out of here with a 21-10 win and get ready for next week. I don't think you're going to see things revved up. I don't think this will be a game where you'll see Brady out there, you know, chucking around 35, 40 times. I think a lot more conservative game plan. In fact, the under might be the play that I'd be looking at more than anything if I did need to make a stab. And, well, there's a game, Jimmy B. That means you know I'll be taking a stab at it. So
I know you will.
Yeah, that's
I know it's in your blood. It's in your blood. That's okay. That's okay. the thing that I find interesting, though, about this game is, are we going to get decent Jay Cutler or really lousy Jay Cutler?
Sure.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Probably terrible Jay Cutler. I mean, it is Jay Cutler that we're going to see. Well, while you're at the bar tonight, Jim, also
yes.
Have them flip on a BTN, Big Ten Network, because...
Yes, Drake and Minnesota.
Yeah, the Drake Bulldog. They're home for the week is the Big Ten Network is... The game Saturday in the Big Four Classic against Iowa will also be on BTN, so Bulldog fans will get to see their team a couple of times this week over on 610 on your Rockstar satellite. Not too bad.
Yeah, but you know, this feels like a major beatdown to me, and Minnesota has all of a sudden, after that great start and some really, really good victories, has all of a sudden, Trent, fallen on hard times a little bit. And being back in the barn, and that place will be jumping, we know that. I got a bad feeling about this game this evening. I really do. Look, my boy is Reed Timmer. You know that.
Yeah.
If you're going to ask me to pick a guy from Drake, that's the guy I'm going to roll with. But, and he might have to score 40 for Drake to be competitive in this game tonight. I think Minnesota will be on a mission to drop the hammer, particularly after the losses that they have sustained in the last couple of games.
Well, we will be back tomorrow to talk about that and much more each and every day from 4 until 6 o'clock on your drive home. It's Jimmy B and TC. Brinson, enjoy the bar tonight. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Always good. Always good, pal. And I'll be here bright and early at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. See you, everybody.
Your home and away voice for UNI football. 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Sponsored by Panera Bread. Get a Panera Bread gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe.
Kevin Harlan and Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner here from Westwood One with a preview of Monday Night Football brought to you by Jared the Galleria of Jewelry. Turning feelings into jewelry, that's why he went to Jared. Kurt, Tom Brady and the Patriots are in Miami to take on Jay Cutler and the Dolphins. New England 10-2, eight straight wins. They are playing well.
Well, Kevin, this is one of those games that on paper, you look and say, well, this is going to be no problem for New England to get their ninth straight win. But if there's one team in their division that's always given New England trouble, it's Miami, especially when they're playing in Miami. So I expect this to be a dogfight, just like most of the games that take place between these two teams.
Patriots-Dolphins on Monday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hear that? That's the sound of speechless. Like when you give her an unforgettable gift from Jared the Galleria of Jewelry. Whether it's one of the hundreds of new pieces in our collection, one of the exclusive pieces you can only find at Jared, or a custom piece we create just for you, Jared is the place to find the gift.
I love it.
That takes her breath away. And that's why he went to Jared.
Napa Know How.
Hi, I'm professional football player Larry Fitzgerald, and I know a thing or two about longevity. And the truth is, with the proper maintenance, even an old vehicle can run like new. So if you want your car to have a longer, stronger career, Napa Auto Parts has more than 500,000 quality parts and knowledgeable people to help you out. While it may not be all pro now, with the right quality parts, you can help your ride go the distance. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
Cumulus Media Des Moines encourages you to shop local, buy local this holiday season. Our local businesses are the lifeblood of our communities and a major driving force for the local economy, contributing to the tax base, which in turn supports our schools and helps to keep our infrastructure updated. Money spent locally supports all of us here and is very important to maintaining our way of life. 1700 KBGG encourages you to shop local this holiday season. Shop Local is brought to you by these fine local businesses. McKee RV, A Celtic Tradition, and Lacasse Trailers.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite.